Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I have been blessed by this scripture in Luke chapter 1. This is a very interesting chapter when we look at it, because it's sort of a foretelling, but it's also a things that were happening right then. And what's amazing is how the Holy Spirit was present in all of this. And it was present with Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth. His wife wanted a child. She was barren, and how that came to pass. And I believe that Zachariah did not believe, and that's why he couldn't speak for a while till the baby was born. But the part I wanted to read about was how it was with Mary, how the angel appeared to her, and we'll just start here in verse 30. And the angel said unto her, meaning Mary, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." So it's really right there we can see that the angel had this message from God the Father, how Mary has been chosen by God, and she was going to have a son, and she'd call his name Jesus. So even the name was given, just like it was with Zacharias. He was told what name to give his son. So we can see that that God is sure in everything. With whatever he says is what's going to happen. Verse 32, "He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." So I did not look these up, but I believe that these were also can be found in the old scriptures, what was just told Mary here by the angel about him reigning over the house of Jacob, of his kingdom, there will be no end. And we know that. There's no end to the kingdom of Christ. And then verse 34, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren." So we can see that Mary wondered, well, how can this be, seeing that she wasn't married? She was espoused, I think, but she was not married. And she has not known a man. So how could she have a baby? So I guess we could say that that's a reasonable question to ask. So the angel answered and told her that it was going to be because of through the Holy Ghost. And the power of the Highest, it says, shall overshadow thee. So that thing that she will have is going to be holy. It will be born and it shall be called the Son of God. How wonderful that is, isn't it? And then also the angel informed Mary that her cousin Elizabeth is also with child in her old age. It says, I don't know if we know for sure how old she was, but obviously she was probably maybe old, too old to have children normally, but she was also barren, and it says now she has a son. She's conceived. She has conceived this son of me. And 37, it says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And that's another thing that we need to remember, that with God everything is possible. Nothing that is too hard for God. And verse 38, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So she believed the angel. She said, she called herself the handmaid of the Lord. Whatever the Lord wants to use me for, be it according to thy word, she says. And then she rose and went to visit her sister, or our cousin, Elizabeth. And I will skip the part about what Elizabeth told her, but we'll go to verse 46. It says, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. In the previous verse, it said, verse 45, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And that's what Elizabeth told Mary. And Mary says, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And then Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months, it says. But just what she said here, it's prophetic, but we can also see that the Holy Spirit had filled these two women, and how Mary can speak of the Lord God, and just wonderful words that we can take. We can allow it to strengthen our spirits and see how marvelous work the Lord God, the Father had worked right from the beginning, when Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord, how the Lord had a plan to save humanity, save man. And now, through the old scriptures, it was all pointing to that. And now at this time, in Luke chapter 1, it was coming to be. This process was coming to the next step, which was the baby being conceived and going to be born. But before it's even born, all these things are prophesied about him. And so I hope that that can be an encouragement, and that we can remember that salvation that was mentioned here, that Mary talked about, what is for us too, and that it is for everyone that calls upon the Lord, it says. So let's call upon the Lord and allow him to fill us with his spirit so that we can walk day by day without being discouraged, and to remember that the hand of the Lord is mighty and nothing is impossible. So have a blessed day, and we'll speak again another day. Thank you.